You are on the air. Where are you calling
Mr.
from?
Mr. Noy, I am calling because there is an emergency situation here.
This
and
is JC.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
You know who this is.
I know who you are, but
this
I don't know
God's,
what the emergency situation
this is. God's 10 Star General. You do too know.
No, I don't know.
Edna has gone AWOL.
What happened?
And I know
her?
That you and Aunt Belle are responsible for this.
We've captured her, JC.
Yes. Yes, she fled the compound with about $10,000 of the Lord's money, and now we don't know where she is. And I know you are harboring her.
She wanted to get away from you, JC. Do you blame her?
She became corrupted by the pornography and the evil things that your people were sending to her on the website. She shut down our website. She ran off with someone she met in your chat rooms on your stream link. And this is what happened because I knew the dirty internet would corrupt her.
You mean Edna has run off with one of my StreamLink members?
I presume so. That's what the evidence points to.
With $10,000?
She met a pervert in one of your chat rooms.
Oh, JC, I'm sorry to hear this.
It's an emergency. And your call screener insulted me by accusing me of being an alcoholic. I cannot believe such things.
Shame on him.
What I need is, I'm confronting you. I know Art Bell is there, but he's hiding in the shadows pulling strings.
Yo, he's pulling my strings, JC.
Yes. And you readily admit it. This is another thing, is that she was being degenerated by degenerate authors that you've had on your program.
Hold on,
that Dr. Tess Gretchen, she had a bundle of her books that we were going to burn.
I'm tangled up in these strings, JC. Hold on.
Excuse me?
I'm tangled up in these strings. They need to... There. Now, go ahead now. Go ahead.
I was talking about degenerate authors you've had on your program. Degenerate pornography that has been...
Wait, I have never had a pornographer on my show, and you know
that. You had Pamela Anderson on your show. Do not tell me you've never had a porno star.
She was talking about animal rights.
She was in... Do you know what... Are you aware, Mr. Norris?
Yes, JC, I'm aware. I'm sure. I know what you... Yes.
With her and Billy Lee, her husband.
Tommy,
who got burned by God recently.
And he just got burned, that's
yes,
true.
He did. God punished him, and I am so glad that he did. Shame on you, Tommy Lee, sinner. Now listen to me. You're not listening to me.
I am listening to you. I don't know how to find Edna Pringle. I don't know where she is.
Well, I know, because there are people in your audience that agree with me, and I need them to send an email to boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com, boilingpitsofsewage, so that if they see Edna. Because, listen, she was listening to rock and roll music I should have known a week ago when I walked in her room, and she was sitting there listening to the Pointer Sisters, the song I Am So Excited, I Can't Hide It, I'm Gonna Lose Control When I Think I Like It. What do you think that message is sending to children?
Well, JC, maybe she doesn't want to come back to you. Do you ever think about that?
God told me that he's not going to tell me where she's at. I have to find her. And I know to start with you and Art Bell and your degenerate, filthy listeners that have kidnapped her, an 83-year-old woman. She was last seen on the back of a motorcycle with some biker doing obscene gestures at all of us.
Were you in love with her?
No, I'm not in love with her. But she's a servant. Once you're in clamp, you don't get out. The Christian Legion Against Media Pornography does not allow for you to leave. And we are having to forego our move to Idaho in order to locate Edna because she took off with $10,000 of God's money.
How much was in the till?
We have a lot more than that, but she took off with 10 grand.
Cash?
Cash! I only deal in cash.
Well, where'd you get that kind of money?
I have followers. God makes a way for the faithful, Mr. Norrie, and I'm telling you right now, release her.
If I could find her, I'd tell her you were looking for her.
You, I know where she's at. She's with you at the compound.
I'm not in a compound.
What kind
Jason?
Of spell did Ramona put on her?
I have no idea.
Well, yes, you do. Why don't you ask your master, who's on Smeeter all the time? He's trying to forego the corporate broadcasting channels that you're supposed to go through and propagating lies.
Don't you go after Mr. Bell when he's not here to defend himself.
Well, when is he going to be there? When's he going to get out?
He'll be here in another
back on air.
In another Sunday or so. You can call him
another
and harass
Sunday
him.
Another Sunday or so. Listen to me, Mr. Norrie. This is an emergency situation. Do you realize what you've done? You're trying to turn people against me.
No, I'm not, JC.
Yes,
I happen to be one of the righteous ones.
I am righteous.
So am I.
And then you could have all this anti-government propaganda, the whole thing about 9/11, And I just don't understand where you're going with your program, Mr. Norrie. You need to be helping America.
I am helping America.
How?
We're trying to bring out the truth about everything, JC.
About everything. Why don't you bring out God's truth? Why don't you give your show to me and allow me to bring out the new revelation?
If you want to call in once in a while and spout off about the new revelation, you're more than welcome.
I'm not spouting off. I'm insulted if you would say that. How dare you?
Well, JC, it's the first time you hung up on me. Last time hung up on you. If anybody sees an 83-year-old woman on the back of a motorcycle with about 10 grand in her purse or in her pocket, send us an email. Send us, you know, to me, george@coasttocoastam.com, and maybe I'll just pass that on to JC, who's obviously quite concerned about Edna Pringle.